bless the Lord for how good God's been to us today, and we certainly want to take time to acknowledge all that He's done for us. Take your Bible, if you will, please. We'll be looking in the book of Genesis tonight, over there in the book of Genesis, in chapter number 27. And Genesis in chapter 27. And we're going to look there at a passage there just for a little bit here this evening, and that'll be kind of where we're kicking off from. Genesis in chapter number 27. And about verse number 29, we'll look at the passage. Now here we are, that the blessing is coming from his father Isaac, and it's upon his son Jacob. And of course you realize to know that Isaac is a man that he's old, he's blind, he can't see good, and he's dependent upon his smell. And of course you know he's about to bless these boys. Esau's off getting him a mess of venison. The mama's going ahead and trying to hoodwink her own husband and put the blessing upon Jacob. And he does that and blesses it before that he knows what's going on. Esau came in, you know, a little later after Jacob. And after he had eaten Jacob, the venison she had fixed like daddy liked it. And all that business. And so anyhow, long and short, Esau came in, wanted the blessing too. And he said, I've already given it. And boy, let me tell you, you talk about stir things up. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, we're reading about real quickly in verse number 29. This is the blessing of Jacob that he's put upon by his father Isaac. He said, let people serve thee, nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. And cursed be every one that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee. Now, Father, we ask your blessing to both the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it. And we thank you for the word of God, and we thank you for the Spirit of God to lead, guide, direct us into all the truth. Thy word is the truth. I pray you bless our heart tonight. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' name we ask it, amen, thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while, a sermon entitled, It Did Not Happen All at Once. In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out is that this thing didn't just happen all of a sudden. We woke up after going to bed and overnight. Here it was on us like this. No. No, this has been the downfall and the negligence and the drifting away and the walking away from the word of the Lord and the mind of God and the will of God. You know, in the day and hour that we're living in, by the way, and let me say to you, is that here's what God said. God said that anybody that will, this is where the Jews descend from, by the way. They descend from the loins of Jacob, all the patriarchs. And let me tell you something, these are the people that are the apple of God's eye. And God said, whosoever curseth thee, I'll curse them. We got a country right now, the United States of America, has got to have the curse of God with the millions and trillions of babies that have been aborted. And not only that, but also the fact that look at these college campuses from California to the other side of the United States of America, north and south, east and west, and they're by the tens of thousands on college campuses, and they're cursing Israel, and they're upholding flags for the Palestinians. You know, I don't even know how to say that or not, because when we lived over there around Crockett years ago, thank God that's over. But when we lived over there, we lived, and just north of there is a city that if you come from another country, you call it Palestine, we call it Palestine. I said all that to be able to say this, is that you're going to find that I think that people are just totally ignorant. I think one of the reasons why they're totally ignorant is that pulpiteers have failed to talk about how that God favors the Jews or the Israelites, if you will, please. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me tell you, all these riots and all this marching that's running up and down the road, I said to you by the tens of thousands, and I don't know, it's probably into the millions, but let me tell you right now, that bunch of evil-minded Muslims, and by the way, if you're a Muslim, you're evil-minded. There's not two ways to heaven, there's one. Somebody said, well, you know, I don't wish you wouldn't say about another religion. You are part of the problem. We ought to recognize and know the reason why we're here. It didn't happen overnight. It's a godless, wicked world that we're living in. And they want to dictate what we think and how we think and what we say and what we believe and so forth and all. Why do you think they all band together and hate the old King James Bible so very badly? In the lesson that we're looking at, I want you to notice back over there in the book of Genesis in chapter number 16. Turn quickly there in Genesis in chapter number 16. Now here's a man by the name of Abraham. And let me tell you, he's called Abram at the given point in time. And his wife Sarai, before they were changed to Sarah and Abraham. In Genesis 16, you're going to find out that Sarah was not able to bear any children. And so she got to where that one day she came up with a snazzy idea. I'm not going to be able to have any children, it looks like. I know God promised it, but it just looks like my womb's barren and so forth and on. Why don't you go into that Egyptian handmaid? Her name was Hagar, and when they went down into Egypt because of a famine, not because they were led by the Lord, when they came back, they had an Egyptian handmaid with them. Why don't you go in unto her? And so he did. And she got pregnant, and as a result of that, going to bear a son. Did bear a son. And by the way, you'll find that that son she bore, his name was Ishmael. It is from Ishmael that all those Arab nations descend from. All those Muslim nations. All that people that are wild as a buck and mean as a devil. Well, listen, look here in the book of Genesis 16 in about verse number 12. He said there, and he will be a wild man. Do you think that's a wild bunch? He said he'll be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all of his brethren. Now I want to tell you right now from the very beginning. Finally, Isaac is born to Abraham and Sarah, the promised child. There's trouble and turmoil between Ishmael and Isaac from the very beginning. And let me tell you, it's gotten worse and worse. People like on the Fox News channel, you know, that are always talking about now, we're not talking about good Muslims. We're talking about the bad Muslim. Let me tell you something, a good Muslim can slit your throat and blow your house up and kill your baby just as quick because they all of them have the same kind of doctrine and they hate God, they hate the Bible, they hate America, and they all of them worship Allah. Now, in this lesson that you're looking at here tonight, let me say to you, we're looking at a worldwide rejection of the word of the Lord. They hate God and the Bible and everything that's good and right and moral and decent. I wouldn't suggest that you go to one of their rallies and that you go to stand it up unless you're in a hurry to be able to go to heaven. I wouldn't suggest that you try to be provocative. But I'm trying to give you some information to let you know that this world that we're living in, this religious-minded bunch of nuts that are trying to run it, they're not going to get it straightened out. Somebody said, you know what will straighten this out? Yeah, the coming of the Lord. That's it. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, I want you to notice that, if you will, we are looking at a worldwide rejection of the word of the Lord and the Spirit of God to lead and guide and direct in all the truth. Look over in your Bible to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 32. Turn quickly there. We're not going to be here for a long time. And by the way, hon, if you're listening in, we miss you. And I'm glad that we can have service and all that business there, but it ain't the same without you. I just wanted to let you know that. And you and Kim, and don't listen to whatever she says, Kim. She'll have you tell you she can do things she's not allowed to. Deuteronomy, chapter 32. For those of you that look there in your Bible, chapter 32, about verse number 10, listen to what he said. The Bible says is that we're to give ear to, O heavens, to the word of the Lord and so forth and on. And about his doctrine, in verse 10, he said he found him, talking about Jacob as a lot of his inheritance in verse 9. He found him in a desert land, in a waste howling wilderness. He led him about, he instructed him, and he kept him as the apple of his eye. Now I'm going to tell you, when you look at Israel, you're looking at the apple of God's eye. You talk about somebody that loves Israel, that loves his people. You're looking at the nation of Israel. And though that he's brought his hand against them because of their sin, their rebellion, I got to tell you, make no mistake about it, they are the apple of his eye. Notice, if you will, please, in the book of Song of Solomon. Turn quickly there. I'll let you find that. It's after the book of Psalm and Proverbs and then Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. And as you look there in Song of Solomon in chapter number 2 and about verse number 3, he says, "And as the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow and with a great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. He brought me to his banqueting house, and his banner over me was love." Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care how good an apple chomper you are. You cannot eat an apple down as fine to the core as Brother Rocky can. I've never seen nothing like it. I've never seen anything like it. He take an apple that big round right there. When he gets done, there ain't enough right there. I said, "What in the world is that? Will you eat seeds and all and this and that?" "No, it's the core, you know. It's like somebody said one time or another, well, Adam, what was that? How's that? I can't remember it now, but it's something about Adam got the apple and Eve got the core. Well, I can tell you they didn't get much core off of him. I'm telling you right now, I'll give money just to let you watch him eat an apple. And of course, it takes him a little while to get it done. But well, when he gets done with it, there's not anything left. You were to offer that to that bird I've got, he'd bite you. She'd bite you. I mean, it's just terrible. I'll say to you that, if you will, that God said that Israel is the apple of his eye. And I want to know something else over in Zechariah. Turn quickly there. Zechariah. In the book of Zechariah, chapter number 2. Zechariah, chapter number 2, and the Bible says it's in about verse number 8. Now watch this here. I mean, as we look at Zechariah and this word that's given us right before the book of Malachi, he says, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me into the nations, which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye." Now I'm going to tell you, all the nations of the world, the United Nations right now, are in an uproar against Israel wanting to demand a ceasefire. I hope they'll go ahead and have enough God-given guts, Israel's leader will, to wipe that sorry, good-for-nothing, wild, bloodthirsty bunch of killers out. And these college campuses across the country wouldn't bother me if I was president. The first thing I'd do, "Hey, listen, goodbye. Na 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 na, na 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 na. Hey, 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 goodbye." But that's what's wrong, buddy. We're trying to get along with every God-cussing infidel that's running up and down the road of life. I got to tell you right now is that it's a dangerous thing that we're looking at. Look over in your Bible to the book of Genesis, in Genesis in chapter 9. I'll get ready to close with some of this here. Genesis, over Genesis chapter number 9. I'll tell you what the reason with all of this racist screaming, with all that business right there, I can tell you what it is. It's just anti-God and anti-Bible and anti-everything good, right, moral, and decent. See what I'm talking about? In this lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out, and here's what we see. Here's what we're looking at. In Genesis, in chapter number 9, in about verse number 24 and 5, I want you to watch the passage. Now, this is a great controversial issue with everybody except the Lord. He says in Noah, verse 24, "And Noah woke from his wine, and he knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan." He didn't put a curse upon his younger son, Ham. He didn't curse him. You know why? You can't curse what God's already blessed. But he went ahead and cursed his descendants. And the Bible said, and what he did was, and he said, because he knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, "Cursed be Canaan, servant of servants, shall he be to his brethren." In other words, he's going to want to have a better position, but he's going to be a servant to his brethren. All right, look in verse number 26. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Shem." That's the Jews there. "And Canaan shall be a servant." He didn't put it slave or whatever you want to, but he's going to be a servant of Shem. He's not going to have the prominent position that Shem has. Verse 27, "God shall enlarge Japheth," that's you and I that are Gentiles today. "And he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant." You know what the big issue is in this world that we're living in with Black Lives Matter? And every other mad Negro that's running up and down the road, they just don't believe God nor the Bible. Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't like to bring up this subject here or make anybody feel bad and all that. And somebody said, well, you know, have you got any black folks? I said, yeah, black and sin in our church. Well, I don't look at nobody out here and look down upon you and this and that. Here's a young man right here. That's one of these descendants. Nothing he can do about it. You can be like Michael Jackson, you know, and get that little high-pitched queer voice and learn to be able to moonwalk, you know, and some of those, I can't, help me on that. But you ain't going to change that. You're not going to change that. And let me say to you that, if you will, I'd fight a circle saw as long as I'd see it in your behalf. Make no mistake about it. Or anybody else in here. I've had, well, you know, a lot of people that's came and gone that I would have done the same for. Well, except, you know, some of their wives I wouldn't have. I mean, my Lord, what a thing. What a thing. But you know what the problem is in the day we live in? People are not happy the way God made them. You ought to find out what God made you for, and you ought to be able to look in obedience. Listen, if you'll follow the Lord and develop every character and fiber of your being that He's given you. But we live in a world that's unhappy with the way God made them. Why do you think women are in such rebellion and running rampant? They're not happy with the way, I'm not happy being a homemaker, not happy going ahead and saying, they're just not happy with the way God made them. In this lesson that you're looking at, let me tell you right now, all this racist bunch that's looking for equal footing is because they've never read Genesis 9, and those that do don't believe it, and they make a mockery of it, and they're just not happy with the way God made them. Some of you that are here tonight are probably like that. I don't want to beat you up because we're friends, and all that business there. I mean, we don't have any Spanish people. We had a couple of three and all, and we love them, and so forth and on, but we've done the best. I don't know what else I could have done or we could have done. I just said all that to say this. If you get mad whenever a preacher says something about the Pope being a dope and all that and leading people, if you get mad over that, it's because you're going to hell without God. See? That's just the way it is. I try to brag on people where I can. Even though United Pentecostalism is a damnable doctrine, they've got the best peanut patty you'll ever lay your lips on if they've made it right. I try to give credit where it's due. I said all that to be able to say this, you know, is that in the day we live in, I didn't make you the color that you are, and people are in an uproar about that. I didn't make you the gender that they are, and don't we know that's a real problem in the day we live in. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I'm a white man. And that I'm glad that I'm married to a white woman. And if I was a black man, I'd be glad about that. But I wouldn't think that I'm superior to anybody, and I don't. What I do know is this, I was born lost, without hope, without God, headed to a devil's hell, just like everybody else that ever will be born, ever has been born. God's in the saving business. He'll change your heart. He ain't gonna change the color of your skin, but He'll change your heart. He'll do something real, see. Now, let me tell you right now is that you're going to find out. I had a preacher one time. He's dead and in heaven now. I had some of them pictures back there of those aborted babies because there's too many people to argue with you about abortion being right or wrong. You look at them mangled babies that are thrown in a garbage can that have been chopped up and then come back and read. And so I gave that preacher a couple. He said, oh, I can't use them, man. I got too many people in my church that would just absolutely cause them to go berserk and go nuts. Oh, well, let's hide that truth from them then. That's where we're at. He's in heaven now. He knows better. I got to say to you, we live in a world somehow or another. And, buddy, as a result of that, God made a male and God made a female. And let me tell you, if you operate in the realm of the word of the Lord and in obedience to God, you can't rise above that. In closing tonight, I said all that just to be able to tell you that I'm glad that I know the difference. I feel sorry for that crowd that don't. And if you try to get out there with one of them crowds and a bunch of devilment, you're probably going to end up getting injured very badly because you're out there trying to cast pearls before swine. You can't help people that don't want to be helped. I mean, that's just the way that it is. Now, I'm not going to look for trouble if it comes to my house. It's going to be hell to pay. Yes, I'm not going to let them have the last apple core that I've got. See? But what a sad world that we live in. And it's only indicative every time that you glance at the news. And you're saying, "But I don't drink screen, I don't watch the news." Well, that ain't going to make it go away. It's not going to get you prepared for what's coming. See? And I only hope, and somehow or another, that you can use these few words, as feeble as they might be from me, but as powerful as they are from the Word of the Lord, and to realize that, oh, hey, everything's running right on time. And I want to be subject unto Him, and I don't want to be a Bible rejecter. I want to receive what the Word of the Lord said, and realize and know that He's God. Besides Him, there is none else. All right, let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed as we get ready to discuss.